The market is paying pick 180 for a promotion that hasn't happened yet. Gunnar Helm, tight end 25, produced tight end 33 numbers as a rookie, and the two-point gap between that price and that production is the size of the bet Tennessee's beat writers are making on his second year. The season, 16 games, 44 catches on 55 targets, an 80% catch rate clean as they come for 357 yards and 2 touchdowns. 4.4 half PPR points a game, 39th among tight ends per game, 33rd in total. 3.4 targets a game, 11% of Tennessee's tree in his games on a 3-14 team. Even in the thin rookie role, he finished 4th on the roster in both catches and targets. And of the trio ahead of him in targets, Iomanor, Okonkwo, and Dyke, only Okonkwo left. For a 4th-round rookie thrown into a full season, the floor was real. The ceiling never had to show up. The career arc is one data point, so we'll say only what it says. He caught what they threw him, and they didn't throw him much. The pattern beat cuts precisely here. Tight end targets per game is the stickiest stat our library carries. Replication at 0.72 before 2021 and 0.80 since, across 251 and 238 seasons. Stickiness is a two-way street. It's why his floor is believable, and it's why the projection is expensive. Next year's targets usually look like last year's, and last year's were 3.4 a game. There is no year two tight end leap cohort in our library. We've never validated one, and a price can't make us invent one.
Muffed!
The situation is why the beat believes anyway. Chico Conco took his 79 targets in his team-leading 560 receiving yards to Washington in March, and the club's answer at the position was Helm plus depth, Daniel Bellinger on day one of free agency, Kylan Granson on a one-year deal, a seventh-round rookie behind them. SI's Titans coverage ranks Helm inside its top 15 players on the roster and frames the job as his. The June reports out of OTAs had him in great shape and catching everything again. The offense is Brian DeBoles now, a coordinator with a long record of feeding tight ends when they earn it, attached to year two of Cam Ward, who reported lighter and drew warm minicamp reviews, per the beat. The counterweight, Tennessee also spent the 4th pick on Carnell Tate and signed Wandale Robinson, so the tree added 2 new mouths at once. The price, T25 at pick 180, that slot paid 6.3 points a game last season, he produced 4.4. The market is fronting him nearly 2 points of growth on faith and depth chart logic. Our verdict, watch list. We can't underwrite a leap our library has never seen, and we won't fade the only incumbent tight end in a Duvall offense at a price this thin either. The caveat runs both directions, so hear both. If the targets climb toward 5 a game, T25 was free money and this episode aged badly by October. And if stickiness does what stickiness does, he's a TE33 rerun with a nicer depth chart.
Watch his September targets against the 3.4 baseline. That number decides everything. Plus the Bellinger snap split in camp and where Ward's checkdowns actually go. The role is his to keep, and the volume is his to prove. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.